When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're on ESPN2 till 8 a.m. Eastern and ESPNU all 4 hours right up till 10 a.m. Eastern. We're on Sirius XM Channel 80 and the ESPN app. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the ESPN app. Scroll down to live radio. We are right there. We're portable and live. Listen on your phone. And we're presented by Progressive Insurance. And are joined now by Coach Herm Edwards, NFL analyst and former Jets and Chiefs head coach, of course. Hey, Coach, how are you?
Good morning, man.
Oh, it is a good morning.
Well, yo, across America, it's a good morning.
It's a good morning, but for Giants fans, it feels like it hasn't been a good morning in 11 years, Coach. What did you think of Danny Dimes against the Vikings?
I thought he was fantastic yesterday. First playoff game and really – seemed like he was in control of the whole game. He knew when to run, did a nice job throwing the football. I mean, he was their offense, to be quite honest. And everyone said the runner needs to be a part of it. He was a part of it, but he ran the ball. He threw it well. He made good decisions on the road against a team that obviously they played before. So I think the Giants gained a lot of confidence winning that football game, especially on the road.
When you look at them, Herm, and you look at the Giants, and then on the flip side of things, Minnesota. Kirk Cousins certainly put up some impressive playoff numbers, but in the end, the things that seem to always bite him is finishing. Yeah. And he didn't finish in this game when it counted most. What does Minnesota do moving forward now?
Well, I think, key in my opinion, just my humble opinion, it's not so much their offense. I mean, they've got an offensive head coach. They got to fix the defense. That is the problem, is defensively, because you put a lot of stress on your quarterback when you can't seem to slow people down, right? And, you know, they play in a lot of one-score games. And so when you think about Kirk Cousins, he had a marvelous season, to be quite honest. But because he didn't finish right, you know, I mean, obviously he throws the short pass there and they need a first down. I get all that. But really, this all goes back to their defense. I mean, they are one of the poorest defense in the National Football League. Mm-hmm. And that just stresses you out, Key. I mean, you know, you were fortunate enough to play at a place where, hey, you know, the offense could go four series and kick
or
one
12.
Field. Oh, yeah. But really, you could go four series and, you know, and punt and kick a field goal, and we're still in the game, you know.
Yeah.
The defense lets you catch up.
Yeah,
you know, because they would hold a score down. Well, this defense, you're always in the mode of, hey man, every time we get the ball, we need to score.
As Brooke would say, Coach, get me nine, we good.
Exactly.
I mean, 9 points was good. I mean, Herm, it's the second time the Giants have scored 30 or more points this season, right?
Yeah.
So I mean, you do that against the Vikings. This does lead me to this question, though. I think about where we're at currently with what you've seen from Daniel Jones over the last 2 months, and I knew what Dak Prescott brings to the table. But Daniel Jones and Dak Prescott have the same amount of playoff wins right now. So if I'm asking you, Herm, who has a bigger upside? Like, who are you taking if you had a choice between Daniel Jones or Dak Prescott?
Well, I think it boils down to this. Who's coaching the quarterback and what offense are you obviously running to allow him to be successful? I think Daniel Jones is at a place right now where the coach has done a marvelous job with this young man. And the fact that, you know, everyone knows his contract's up and he wants to be a Giant. And I think he made himself a little bit of money yesterday. And I think he won some of the fan base that was kind of undecided on him. I think the coach likes him. And I think the team likes him. I think the players like the quarterback. And especially what he did yesterday in his first playoff competition. I mean, it was impressive. You know, we knew he was an athlete. But he made some decisions yesterday where you're like, okay, I kind of like this guy. I can live with this. We're down the street from them in that same state, you know, in New York. You think the Jets wouldn't mind having this guy? I mean, you know, he played well yesterday, in my opinion.
Oh, my God, yeah. Who wouldn't? Like, think about the coach, like I look at a guy like Tannehill or someone like that, right? Good athletic quarterback, and you're always thinking, okay, now comes the test. You're in the playoffs. Can you at least be your normal self, if not elevate, right? Because guys at that talent level, good but not incredible, you want to see, are they made for that moment, right? Kirk Cousins so far, and he's not even at that size or speed or anything, is not, right? You need eight, he'll get you six.
Yes.
But Daniel Jones, like Tannehill had not been able to do it. Daniel Jones, in his first playoff appearance, was perfect. It's the best game he ever played.
Yes.
Like, this is in the tradition of Eli Manning and Phil Simms and good Giants quarterbacks who are great when you need them to be. I wouldn't want them to go anywhere.
No. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, the next thing we talk about, too, and Key knows it because he played in that city, you got to have a mentally strong quarterback to play in New York. You just do. Because playing on the field is one thing, but when the game's over, dealing with the masses – and how you go about talking to those guys, that's another thing. And you better be a strong, strong, strong guy mentally to handle that. So you got to get the right guy because you're on a big stage. Regardless if you like it or not, you're in New York. And that's you got to perform. And if you don't perform well, they're going to come at you. And you got to be able to fend that off. And I think this guy has been there long enough. I think he's a good fit for this organization. And I think going forward, they're just going to continue to get better.
Coach Herm Edwards, ESPN NFL analyst, joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. I'm going to ask Herm right now, has he ever blown a 27-point lead as an NFL head coach? Have you ever surrendered a 27-point lead, especially in the playoffs?
Not to my recollection. In watching it unfold, Key, the thing I said, and, you know, this happens in college football a lot, too. You get these leads, and all of a sudden in college football, because the clock stops so much, you know, people come back on you. And when you learn from pro football, even going into college football, you tell these guys, especially the offensive coordinator, now, look, we're playing against the clock. We got a 20-point lead. Not saying we're playing conservative, but we got to do some things that make sure that the clock, we're playing against the clock, no longer the opponent. You don't snap the ball until 4 seconds. That 40-second clock, it runs all the way down before you even take a snap. You tell your offensive lineman, hey, look, we're going to snap the ball to 4 seconds. Understand that. It doesn't matter. We make a 10-yard play, 20-yard play. We're going to get back in a huddle, and every 4 seconds, when it gets to 4 seconds, we'll hike the football. You still play your offense, but all you're trying to do is make first downs and move the ball. You'd like to go on a 9-10-play drive, take 5 minutes off the clock, score. You're not in a hurry anymore. You rest your defense. You just kind of make first downs and just move the ball down the field, break their back. Kind of what San Francisco does, right? I mean, that's what the 49ers do. When they get the lead, it's over. They're going to close the game out, guys. They're going to run it some. They're going to throw a couple boots. They're going to hit some short passes, let the guy make 5 or 6. They're always in 3rd and 3 or less. And they convert it, and another 4 minutes run off the clock. And you're watching that clock bleed down, man, and you're going, oh, boy, we got no shot, right? They didn't do that. It was hard for me to watch. I said, what are you doing right now? You're playing against the clock.
Herm, I did want to ask you, watching the Ravens lose to the Bengals the other day.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson not on the sideline.
Yeah.
To me, having an injury or not, I mean, you're there, and I know what kind of person Lamar is, Coach.
Yes.
Right? So knowing what kind of person he is, knowing how he's played through injuries before, one of the toughest players there is in the NFL, that he's not there, doesn't that make you think there's something a little bit deeper between him and the organization?
Well, I will say this. This is where, and look, Coach Harbaugh is a fabulous coach. He's fabulous. Done a remarkable job with this organization. This is a great organization, by the way. But this is when you, as a head coach, you take your head coaching hat off and you say, look, I'm going to be your advisor right now. I understand you're hurt. You're not going to play. You have to travel with the football team. You don't want to stand on the sideline? Fine. I put you in a box. We're going to treat you, but you need to be around your football team.
Preach it.
Whether you stay here or not. Whether you stay here or not. Because remember, this is a business decision you're about to make if you don't show up. You're the quarterback. You're not the center. You're not the left tackle. You're not the corner. You're the quarterback. You're the face of the franchise. Unless you got COVID or something where they won't let you travel, You're the first on the plane. You're greeting everybody, smiling. You got to take the business role of this now. Because even if you don't stay here and you go somewhere else, wherever you want to go, they're looking at you right now. How is he handling this, right? How does he handle this? Because injuries happen to players. So that's the only thing I would advise him to do. And then he's got to make a decision. And maybe coach told him that. I don't know. But I know that's the heart-to-heart conversation I'd have with him. I'd take my head coaching hat off. I'd say, this is business now. You want to talk about business? You're representing yourself as an agent? This is how business works. That's the conversation I would have had with him.
Coach Herm Edwards, ladies and gentlemen, formerly of the Jets and the Chiefs, and of course now ESPN NFL analyst. Coach, you said a lot, as always. Lamar Jackson, I wonder, based on what you just said, I wonder if he doesn't see himself as the quarterback of that team anymore. Whether or not it's a good decision, as you mentioned, but maybe that's the signal. Like, okay, you don't want to give me the contract? I'm not a Raven.
And it's okay. But you're interviewing for the next team that might want you to be the quarterback. That's the problem.
And that is Coach Herm Edwards. Thank you, Coach, as always.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you.
Imagine being traded for Keyshawn Johnson.
What are you talking about?
Imagine being traded for Keyshawn Johnson.
What? Is this an in-show trade?
That's our next guest.
I don't think they got enough.
Sean, that distinction.
They don't have enough collateral.
I was going to say a distinct pleasure, but it's a distinction.
I'm pretty good at what I do, Jay. I don't know that whoever you trade and it networks moving around. I don't think, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's your special assistant to the GM and to the head coach.
Our special ESPN college football analyst is coming up, and he was traded for Keyshawn Johnson. Keyshawn J. Willimax, ESPN Radio.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
On March 19th, 2004, I feel like I'm doing the opening to The Odd Couple. The Tampa Bay Bucks traded Keyshawn Johnson to the Dallas Cowboys for, anyone want to guess, for?
Two ones.
Joey Galloway, who the Cowboys also traded two first-round picks to acquire. Reunited with his former coach, Bill Parcells, Keyshawn lived up to his advanced billing for the Cowboys in 2004, leading the team in receiving yards and tying for the lead in touchdown catches while taking over a leadership role in the locker room and on the field.
Who wrote this script?
Keyshawn. Keyshawn Johnson.
Man, y'all stupid as hell.
Galloway.
Who wrote this script?
ESPN college football analyst, former Cowboys and Bucks wide receiver, and the man traded for Keyshawn Johnson.
See, y'all don't know that Joey Galloway might have been the fastest dude in the NFL at 60 years old. Y'all don't know that. He was fast when he came in, and the fastest guy when he left.
What's up, Joey?
Hey, what I'm trying to figure out is, I agree with who wrote that script, because they forgot to put in the part of what I did when I got to Tampa in my first season. I don't understand why I got no Tampa love, but Keyshawn got his whole lead in the locker room.
I just gave you
Dallas.
Love. See, but I just gave you
right,
love.
Though, Joe, that is weird, though. Like, you are the guest, but we doing a read-up. We building up Key, but you the guest. I don't understand.
I didn't do that. Trust Shannon me. Or Nuno or someone a little Ben Franklin.
And I'm about to give him some more love that he doesn't even know. So when Joey Galloway was traded from Seattle to Dallas, Joey was traded for 2 number ones just like I was. But Joey put out in the air when he was traded, he said, I tell you what, since y'all won't trade me, I'm going to come in with 6 games left in the season, get my accredited season, and y'all going to have to move me anyway. I said, oh, you can do that? I'm doing exactly what Joey did.
Joey put you up on game, huh?
He put me up on game. And I told Bill, I said, Bill, if y'all don't want to pay me, I'm going to sit out. I'm going to come in with a few games left, get my accredited season to our free agency, and then y'all going to lose me. So what you want to do? He said, okay, we're going to move you. I get after Joey. That's all on Joey.
Showing people the way, Joey
Galloway. Hey, that was the best. That was the best. I played flag football with my brothers back in Wheeling, West Virginia, for an entire half of an NFL football season. I'm playing flag football. That was the best year of my life. I had a great time.
Joe, let's talk about a big game tonight, Monday Night Football on ESPN, ABC, everything we know about the Bucs and the Cowboys. But you know, how much pressure do you think the Bucs, if any, are they feeling coming into this game at home?
Well, I would say that they're definitely feeling pressure just because, I mean, it's a playoff game and it has been a crazy season for Tampa. So they get in. So they're obviously feeling pressure, but I don't think it's anywhere near what the Cowboys are feeling. Everyone expects the Cowboys to win. Because Tampa, with their record, I believe it's 8-9, they're in, they have Tom Brady. And I'll be honest with you, if they didn't have Tom Brady, I don't know that anybody would really be giving them a chance to beat the Cowboys in this game. But because of that, they're going to feel some pressure. But they've been there. They've done it. They won a Super Bowl recently. So whatever pressure they are feeling, they know how to deal with it.
Yeah.
When you look at the last time.
Go ahead, Keysar.
When you look at the last time the Cowboys and the Bucks played against each other, Tom Brady's 7-0 in his career. Okay, he's undefeated against Dallas in Tampa Bay. First game of the year, Tampa Bay goes. They lose to the Dallas Cowboys. All of a sudden, Dak Prescott finger hurts. He comes back later on in the year. Things start to roll a little bit over the last several weeks of the season. He's now throwing the ball to the other team. How much pressure is on Dak Prescott to win this game and get out of Tampa with a W?
Hey, Key, I mean, his finger hurts. You make it sound like he had like a boo-boo or something. Like, so Dak comes back from an injury. And when you talk about the Cowboys, I think because people expect a lot out of this team because of the level of talent that they have, you expect so much that even in times when they win, it doesn't feel great because it didn't look great. But sometimes they find a way to win, and they don't get that kind of credit for just winning a football game. I would say 95% of the pressure in this game is on Dallas, just because we know what kind of tools they have. At times, they've looked great during this season, and they've played at a level that at points in this season, people would put them into the Super Bowl. And so there's a lot of pressure with that. When you have that kind of talent, you have a quarterback in Dak Prescott, that you've seen play at a high level. And so all the pressure's on Dallas. But I think they're going to handle this. I think that we're going to see the Cowboy team that we've seen play at that high level. So this is the playoffs. Everybody's level gets heightened at this point in the season. And I expect Dallas to do just that. I expect to see the team that we've seen that people said that they could win the Super Bowl.
But let's say we don't. I agree because, Joey, I think – either the Bucks nip them or the Cowboys might, you know, beat the brakes off them, right? But let's say it's the first thing and the Bucks figure out a way. It's Tom Brady after all. Figure out a way to get it done. What do we think then about this Cowboys franchise? Like we say Chargers going to Charger, right? Like, okay, so the Chargers collapse. I can't say I'm surprised. What do we say at a certain point where Dak is in year 7 – sitting on one playoff win every single year. We got multiple people in the media at this network alone. This is the year Cowboys going to win the Super Bowl. Look at that roster, top to bottom, right? Like, what happens then? Something happens? Or I'm a Giants fan. I hope nothing else happens. I hope they keep it the way it is. But what do you think?
The narrative changes. You don't give credit to talent. You know what I mean? Like, so I don't believe the most talented teams always win football games at any level. It comes down to which teams are playing the best football. And so the most talented teams a lot of times don't win in a lot of sports. And Dallas would become one of those teams where you could look at a lot of positions and say, man, these guys are really talented. These guys are really good. These guys can do this and they can do that. But somehow, some way, at times, they don't put that together. And they don't put that on the football field. It may be one area of the team is playing well on a particular day, or the other area is playing well on a particular day, but they don't put it all together. And so it just changes the narrative. And you start to look at a team and say, man, that's a really talented team, but for some reason, they can't put it together, and they can't do it when the big moments happen for this team to prove that. That's what happens when you go through these seasons like this. And then if you go on the road and get beat by a Tampa Bay team that you should absolutely beat, because if you were to pick, you know, you go through and you pick who has the better group by positions, then I think Dallas would win a lot of those areas. But again, you have to put all that together and go play football.
Joey, who do you see coming out of the AFC and the NFC?
You know what, Key? It's strange. Like, before I got to the NFL, I was a huge Pittsburgh Steelers fan. Once I got there and once I played for a number of teams, I don't really have a team, but my sons have teams. And so my son is a huge Bengals fan. So I root for the Bengals. My other son is a Pittsburgh fan. Obviously, they're not in it. Then my other son is a Kansas City Chiefs fan. So I root for the Kansas City Chiefs. So I can't make a selection because I have sons that root for separate teams. So I can't make a pick in the AFC. In the NFC, give me the Eagles. I think the Eagles will pull it off. I think the way they played this season, I'll pick the Eagles to come out of the NFC.
That is Joey Galloway, okay. The man traded for Keyshawn Johnson.
Man, leave that too low, man.
Well, that's what happened. You guys got traded.
The great Keyshawn Johnson.
Yeah, I was going to say, hold on, Joey. You didn't read the script that Key paid somebody to read on the way out. You got to read the script.
Joey just paid him twice to have to stop reading it. All right. Thank you, Joey.
All right,
so
Joey.
That's from the Cowboys' point of view, guys. What about from the Bucs? How much pressure Tom Brady and the Bucs feeling?
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
ESPN Bucks reporter Jenna Lane.
It's Tom Brady's team. They know this could be his last ride, and this could be his last ride with them. There's pressure that just comes with playing with Tom Brady anyway. They don't want to let him down. But I think the Cowboys, honestly, might be feeling more pressure.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We are joined now by Derrick Brooks, Pro Football Hall of Famer, Super Bowl champion, 11-time Pro Bowler, but this is what I always look at, 9-time All-Pro. 9-time All-Pro. Morning, Derek.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
What's up, Bo, man? What you doing with all that noise in the background, man?
Sound like you ordering
man,
some coffee
I'm over,
or something.
I am walking over to your guys' first take set with all these people out here. That's like making all this noise. Oh, okay. I'm actually just leaving, you know, our Martin Luther King breakfast that we have every year in Tampa. It's actually right next door to where the guys are doing First Take. So I'm walking and talking.
If you would have invited me to that breakfast, I couldn't go anyway. So thanks for the invite. You know.
As always, you know, I'm going to take the responsibility of not inviting you, so it's all on me.
Yeah, no, it's all good. I mean, how much pressure is on the Bucks tonight, Bo?
I don't think none really, to be honest with you. I think all the pressure, you know, is on the Cowboys. When you think about what they have not been able to do and, you know, for who they are and what they represent just in terms of the branding and their ownership, I believe the pressure is on them. You know, the Bucks obviously just recently won a Super Bowl and having playoff success the last 2 years since Tom has been here. I don't think no pressure's on them. But if you want to look at, you know, what Tom Brady brings and obviously, you know, getting his 36th win in the playoffs, I think that is what, you know, is kind of at stake in terms of what's on the line for the Bucks. But I think as a team, probably more pressure on the Cowboys.
So, D. Brooks, with that being said, with a guy like Mike McCarthy in Dallas coming into town trying to get this win, like, do you think this could be the last game for Mike McCarthy if they drop this one?
Well, Jay, Will, I don't want to get into speculation, man, in terms of what a coach has to do to keep his job. You know, I want to respect that process. But, you know, let's look at the obvious here, you know, from how they started and what's been on the line the last couple of years, you know, it's right for people to think that. Now, if he's done enough, you know, in terms of what Jerry and his son Steven feels to keep the franchise going, they don't get it done, you know, I don't know. But I just hate to think that everything that a coach has put into will boil down just to this one game. So I don't want to necessarily say I believe that's the case. Say if he loses, he's fired. But as I said, you know, to Key's earlier question, the pressure is strictly on the Cowboys. And I think that's another reason why the pressure is on the Cowboys, because you can save somebody's job on the line.
Yeah, I think people see that same way kind of all over. And even in Dallas and Tampa, a lot of pressure on the Cowboys and Dak Prescott. But, you know, Tom Brady's got all that in the bank, all those Super Bowls in the bank. How likely is it that it's his last game, though?
You know, Max, who knows what, you know, obviously Tom's life has changed a lot here, you know, in these last 12 months. And, you know, I who's to say that, you know, now that, you know, his personal life is where it is, that now there's a different motivation to keep playing versus where it was 12 months ago. And I've learned, you know, in my years of knowing Tom, you take each and every day as it is. So right now, if you were to ask me, would he be done? I'd probably say no, to be honest with you, just because how things have changed. Now, will it be here with Tampa? I have no idea.
Do you think it should be in Tampa, though, Brooks? Can he? I mean, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, if he comes back and plays for the Bucs, are they a 2024 Super Bowl team?
Key, you know, I think when it gets to the makeup of what 2024 looks like, you know, Coach Bowles is going to have a bigger influence than he had last year. When you think about when he assumed the head coaching position, personnel and a few of all those other decisions had already been made, and those were made with him as the defensive coordinator. Now, him being the head coach and going through a whole year of coaching this football team, it's just safe to say whoever's in that position, some changes are going to be made. And what those changes would look like with coaching staff, with players, you know, I don't know. But I definitely would say Tom being a part of it is a big part of that discussion. And, you know, Tom has a lot to say with that too. But I will say Coach Bowles will have a bigger influence on what that roster looks like than what he did for the 2022 team.
Derek, what do you expect to see out of Dak Prescott tonight? Because it feels like he is one of these quarterbacks that has the talent. Obviously, we know they had, you know, one of the top-fledged offenses in the league. And he, like, the ceiling is high for him, but it does feel like in bigger moments we're still waiting for him to arrive, right? To kind of secure the deal that he got and also secure the way we see him. Do you think he'll arrive tonight against this Bucks defense?
Well, I hope he don't arrive. in all fairness to your question, Dak's success depends on, how well the running game is doing. How can the Cowboys stay ahead of the downs in situations where the play calling could be to their advantage and the matchups can be to their advantage. Anytime an offense is able to stay ahead of the sticks, especially this type of offense that has the type of players that could take a short pass, turn into an explosive play where you don't have to have the downfield explosive plays. They can come off, individual matchups. Staying ahead of the downs is critical. Now, what the Bucs' success defensively has been is to shut down a team's running game through their run defense and force the quarterback to stay behind the downs, where now the Bucs' strength, which is their pre-snap manipulation in their defensive schemes, could come alive and disrupt the passing game. And over the past few weeks, when teams have been able to do that, the Cowboys' offense, and particularly Dak, has struggled. So I would say that's definitely a big key, in my opinion, on what the Bucs will have to do tonight. And they're going to have to get turnovers. Whether it be through, the quarterback position and Dak, or whether it be fumbles, et cetera, I think, a big key for the Bucs in winning this game is they're going to have to get some turnovers.
Derrick Brooks, Pro Football Hall of Famer, Super Bowl champion, 9-time All-Pro. Always good talking to you.
Best football player I ever played with.
Yeah,
ever.
Man, he was
ever.
Great.
Appreciate that, 19. And again, man, you guys keep doing your thing. I'm a big fan of the show.
All right. I played with 6 or 7 Hall of Famers.
The year that you won the Super Bowl. And he was like the main reason, but like that whole defensive front. Remember, Mike Vick had reeled off probably 7 or 8 straight wins, but couldn't beat Tampa because he had too many dudes with too much speed up front on the defensive side. And right then, I was doing a round the horn at times that team's going to win the Super Bowl. Man, that defense was crazy.
I'm glad you picked this, Max.
Yeah. Of course you are. That's the reason you won, Keith. Obviously. It gave it you all the confidence you needed. Hey,
look, I'm glad he picked this in 2023.
He is making a face that shows you how earnest he is, how honest he is about saying what he just. Will the Cowboys get their first road win in the playoffs in 30 years?
Dang,
good people all over the world sure hope not. Or will their season end in yet another miserable disappointment? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Dan Orlovsky, ESPN football analyst.
Right. How can you beat 35 and 24 for 300, 2 touchdowns, if there's nothing around you? You're not Bugs Bunny. You're not throwing a ball to yourself.
Yeah, first of all, it's mathematically impossible to go 35 and 24, Jake. So USD education right there.
That's what I mean.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. We're presented by Progressive Insurance.
I don't know why I said 35, 24.
It happens.
Cowboys.
Dan tried me on that SC education. I don't even, when I look in the when I look in the book of top schools, Connecticut ain't nowhere to be found.
UConn?
Nowhere.
UConn's one of the nowhere. Top academic universities.
It, when I look top in what? That book, oh. When I look in the, you know, the book, I don't even know the name of it. But when I look in that book and I look at all the universities, alone, I don't. So I don't know what the hell Dan's talking
universities
about.
Get ranked. UConn they get ranked academically. They get ranked with sports. They get ranked.
Say, hey, Max.
Yeah.
They get ranked.
They get ranked.
I see Columbia. Yeah. I see Duke. I see USC.
He's just saying when he looks down the list, it's not that it's not there. It's just way down there where he's not looking.
It might be 298, but I don't even turn to that page.
Why are y'all attacking Dan? He's not even here.
Well, he attacked me.
No, he didn't. He just said you said the wrong numbers.
No, he said USC education.
Yeah, he did. He went at.
That's what he said. He went at me.
He went at his institution.
Yeah, that's true.
What Key is saying is people in glass houses. That's what he's saying. Tom Brady, you may have heard of him, quarterback.
Slim Tom.
Yeah. He is Slim Tom. Well, you know, Tom, that face looks a little sucked in nowadays. But I got to be honest. I got to be honest. He looked less healthy in the middle of the season when he
that's
wasn't playing well.
That's why I told you to be quiet,
and going
Key.
Through the
look
stuff
what you did. Why
than
you
he does now.
That?
Let's
why
be
you
honest.
That
why
carrot?
Do we have? Why can't we be honest about that? That's part of assessing somebody. Anyway. Yeah, he leads
Max
his
have him.
Tampa Bay Bucks.
Ain't nobody coming on our show.
Into action again. So I don't do this show to try
anyway.
To get guests
Belichick.
On. We do the show to tell
but
the
Brady
truth.
Brady was never coming on, so it doesn't matter anyway. I'm with you, Max. Certain people were never coming on anyway. No matter how much you know them, how much you ask them, they all, I can't.
Not coming, so. No. Hey, he'd rather just subtweet.
He'd rather go with Jim Gray
at
the podcast.
He subtweets me on social media. All right, look. He is playing the Cowboys tonight. It's think about this if you're Tom Brady, like from that point of view. Monday Night Football, but it's the playoffs. First game of the season where the Bucs beat him. It's America's team, the Cowboys, against Captain America, as Coach Herm Edwards calls him, Tom Brady.
See what he's doing
it's
here,
in
Key?
Prime time. It's on ESPN and ABC and ESPN2 and ESPN+. Tom Brady with 35 career playoff wins. Over that period of time, the Cowboys have 3 over Tom Brady's 23-year career. He's got 35 wins. They got 3 in the playoffs. If he beats them tonight, he will have 12 times as many playoff wins as the whole franchise. How about this? In the entire history of the Dallas Cowboys, Tom Landry and Staubach and everybody, Tom Brady got as many playoff games as the Cowboys have in their history, both sitting at 35. Is Tom Brady better than the whole Cowboys franchise history? Because if he wins tonight, he'll have more playoff wins.
Stop,
than them.
Man. Stop.
Only the Patriots, Steelers, and Packers have more all-time playoff wins than Tom Brady. And by the way, either Brady or the Cowboys about to tie the Steelers and Packers at 36 for second all time behind the Pats, who have 37, mainly because of Tom Brady.
Where's Belichick falling there at?
He's in the GOAT conversation, but just not undisputed anymore. Hey, look, the Cowboys haven't won a road playoff game. This one blew my mind more than the other stuff. In 30 years? You haven't won a playoff game on the road?
I could see that.
30 years?
Yeah, because if you think about it, San Francisco game was the one that they won. I remember that. Then they went to – I feel like they went to Philadelphia and lost. Green Bay, they certainly lost. Seattle, they lost. And then everything else had been at home.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and say it. I mean, Tom Brady's always easy to root for, especially with the year he's had this season. Like, I find myself rooting for Dallas just because I don't want to see the onslaught that will occur tomorrow. Like, people will literally – Mike McCarthy will not only get fired, he'll be gone.
I don't know about that.
We'll be talking about Dak Prescott. I'm just saying, like, I actually want to see them reach a pinnacle.
I've never rooted for Tom Brady so hard in my life as I'm rooting for Tom Brady tonight. Oh, am I rooting for Tom Brady. Jay,
yeah,
I'm not. Ashamed of yourself. You're a Giants fan. You always got to root against the Cowboys and Eagles.
Cowboys should win. They should win the game. But if the Cowboys don't win the game, it's going to be sad. It's going to be really, really sad.
For whom?
It's going to be sad for America, man.
Nah, man. It'll be happy day in America.
It's going to be sad for America.
It's morning in America tomorrow if the Cowboys lose.
Man, just thinking. Jerry Jones got to sit around for a whole year to wait to get back to the playoffs again. That's tough.
Yeah.
Well, according to
that's really tough. Question. Hey, Key, maybe tougher than you realize.
Hey, Max.
What do you think the NFL wants winning more tonight? Cowboys or Tom Brady?
Oof. Hey, to be honest with you, as far as NFL goes, I don't think it even matters.
I'm just hyping.
No, I don't think it would matter because Tom Brady, if he wins and goes on, people's eyeballs will still watch that particular game. Mm-hmm. And if the Cowboys win and go on, people will watch that game as well. So I don't think it really matters to the NFL.
NFL this never loses. Good, they just
these
win.
These two teams being in the playoffs are good.
There is something to know about if Tom Brady – like, I know nobody – like, you know, the beautiful thing about playoffs, you have a lot of people that kind of come into the sport of football that maybe haven't been watching, and everybody knows Tom Brady's name.
Yep.
So this narrative floating around, like, could he do it again? Like, the worst season he's had.
Who do you think, Jay? What's bigger for the NFL, Brady or Cowboys? I think Cowboys.
I think Cowboys. I don't really think
it matters because you could tell the story anyway. Like Jay was saying, the music behind the backdrop, he does it again. Yeah. Is it his last run with the smoke?
No, it's degrees of winning, Key, but
the whole deal.
But who would be the number one? Would be
the biggest story within the sports realm. But the Tom Brady story, because of everything he's gone through this year, going through a divorce, all that stuff. You know, I think that would be an interesting.
And you
got to
think of the matchup in the Super Bowl, too, eventually, right? Like, what's better for the – even though the Niners might just put an end to any – but like, what's better for the league? What Cowboys in the Super Bowl against the Chiefs, Bills, Bengals? I think the Cowboys winning.
You can tell that story either way, though.
Yeah, no question.
Tom Brady against the Chiefs.
Yeah, yeah.
They want their revenge. Tom Brady against Josh Allen. He's been looking up to the young guy, you know.
Who's going
to
win?
Tonight?
Yeah.
I got the Cowboys winning tonight.
How much?
Skin of my chinny chin chin.
Okay. Yeah, I got the boys winning tonight. Go ahead and take the boys. Do that reverse jinx thing.
You know, the book I was looking for was...
I don't know why you haven't been talking positively about the Cowboys.
Jay, the book I was looking for was Princeton Review. That was the book
Princeton
I was
Review,
for.
That's right. They review Connecticut, though, right? They review.
Yeah, they like on page... They like down at the bottom in like 365.
Y'all leave UConn alone.
I think UConn's good. That's a beef thing.
They're good women's basketball for sure.
They're really good at men's basketball this year, too, man.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Have a happy Martin Luther King Day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Happy MLK Day.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.